and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Aid trucks have started moving through a U.S.-built pier anchored off Gaza's coast, the U.S. Central Command said on Friday, marking the first batch of aid to reach Gaza by sea in weeks. Trevor Coral from Reuters reports.
The aid being delivered via the floating pier is the first to reach Gaza by sea in weeks. The United Nations said it was finalizing plans to get aid in via the pier, but Deputy UN spokesperson Farhan Haq said land access is still the most effective way to get aid into Gaza.
Getting aid to people in need into and across Gaza cannot and should not depend on a floating dock far from where needs are most acute.
It all comes as Israeli forces battled Hamas fighters in northern Gaza on Friday in some of the fiercest engagements since they returned to the area a week ago. While in the south, militants attacked tanks massing around Rafah.
Trevor Coral from Reuters. Russian President Vladimir Putin plans to create a buffer zone inside Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow's offensive on Ukraine's Kharkiv aims to create a buffer zone, but that there are no plans to capture the city. Meanwhile, Ukraine says it will allow prisoners to join the army's depleted ranks. Putin has said in China that Moscow has launched attacks in the Kharkiv region in response to the Ukrainian shelling of Russia's Belgorod region. Russian authorities say a massive Ukrainian drone attack on Crimea has caused power cutoffs in the city of Sebastopol and set a refinery ablaze in southern Russia. Friday's drone raids marked Kyiv's attempt to strike back during Russia's offensive in northeastern Ukraine. I'm Charles de la Desma.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and visit voanews.com for additional stories. This is VOA News. China is taking bold new action in a bid to revive its ailing property sector. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite has more.
Beijing said Friday that local governments would buy up some unsold apartments. Officials also promised forceful efforts to deliver unfinished homes. The move comes after years of turmoil in the sector. It all began in 2021, when officials started taking steps to tackle the massive debts built up by some property firms. Many major developers have since defaulted or gone under. That has left China littered with millions of unsold or unfinished homes. Previous steps to drive a rebound don't seem to have worked. Recent data have shown home prices, sales, and investment all continuing to tumble.
Julian Satterwhite from Reuters. Officials in Slovakia say Prime Minister Robert Fico has undergone another operation 2 days after an assassination attempt and remains in serious condition. The 59-year-old Fico was shot multiple times as he was greeting supporters on Wednesday. A suspected assailant has been arrested. The director of the hospital where Fico was taken said Friday that he underwent a CT scan and was awake and stable in an intensive care unit. She described his condition as, quote, very serious. A man charged with attempting to assassinate Fico was escorted by police to his home Friday. Slovak media reported that it was part of a search for evidence. Australian scientists say they have discovered how an enzyme hidden in nature's blueprint could help develop climate-resilient crops, able to remove more carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
An Australian study by researchers from the Australian National University and the University of Newcastle in New South Wales focuses on a type of bacteria researchers call tiny carbon superheroes. Their study says a carbon dioxide concentrating mechanism in cyanobacteria lets them turn atmospheric carbon dioxide into sugars for cells to eat more quickly than most standard plants and crops. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Georgia's prime minister has joined tens of thousands of people on march through the country's capital to mark the Day of Family Purity. The event on Friday celebrated so-called traditional family values in Georgia, where animosity towards sexual minorities is strong. The march was initiated by the Georgian Orthodox Church in 2013. Observances were also held in more than 20 other cities. Liberal groups have complained that the event coincides with the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia. The governing Georgian Dream Party introduced a bill in March curtailing LGBTQ plus rights. The bill, if adopted, will prohibit sex changes, adoption by same-sex couples, and gatherings that could be regarded as promoting same-sex relations. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.